to you or where? It's on the job. And how you do your work, how well you do your work, whether you come on time, whether you do quality work, your attitude toward other employees or those who work for you or those you work with or those you work for, your professional life is where a huge imprint of your reputation is made. And we all know it. I mean, if you begin to list the people that you work with, they've got a reputation. Oh, I wouldn't ask so-and-so. You know how they are this time. Yeah, he's like a Scrooge. Don't ask him for time off now. Our reputations almost always precede us. You see, until we understand the importance of our reputation as a Christian as the guiding factor of how to relate to our boss, we will be a frustrated Christian with an unreasonable boss. But the next thing I want to show you is that Christianity, in Peter's day and in our day, has developed a rotten reputation. Just to get the flow, begin at verse 11, chapter 2. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and as strangers in the world, to do what? Abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul. So be pure. Verse 12, live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you or slander you of doing wrong, they may see, not hear about, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day that he visits us. And then he moves into a specific area of how this works out in their public life. Verse 13, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority and instituted among men, whether to the king as a supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it is God's will, this is strong, that by doing good you silence the ignorant talk of foolish men. Live as free men, but don't use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Show proper respect to everyone.